Assemblywoman Kerry Warner, a Democrat who represents Saratoga and Washington counties, visited with students of all ages for an entire day Thursday. After the last bell at Caroline Street Elementary in Saratoga Springs, Warner shared her observations with reporters. Warner said she met with seniors who talked about their future college and career plans and the importance of arts and business classes in their time at school. In an age of higher educational standards and tighter budgets, Warner said she was impressed by the district's ability to hold on to programs like Elementary School Chorus.
And while it's clear to me that the school district has done a terrific job of maintaining high quality standards and ensuring that the educational experience that our children have is really at the top level, these investments are critical, I think, to maintain that as we go forward.
Warner used her visit to outline the importance of restoring gap elimination adjustment funding for school districts, an item being pushed for by her upstate colleagues from both parties. At the height of the economic recession in 2008 and 2009, across-the-board cuts in school aid were made to fill a state budget hole. Over time, much of the funding has been restored, but not all. Lawmakers that represent suburban and rural schools, like Warner, have claimed the cuts have disproportionately hurt upstate districts. The Saratoga Springs School District is still owed $1.4 million in state aid from the GEA. The district is not alone in having to cut teaching and support staff.
Many schools, they've lost teachers, they've lost social workers, they're not investing in technology. These are the things that they're doing without because they don't have these monies were taken away.
The Assembly and Senate have included a full restoration of GEA funds in their budget plans. Though lawmakers have been pushing for years, Warner says she's confident districts will see a full restoration when the budget is signed, expected to be around March 31st. Warner also visited classrooms that have implemented Common Core learning standards. The standards have been controversial in New York, especially when linked to new standardized testing. Warner said she was intrigued by how classrooms use visual aids and posters to assist students, and how lessons are shared in separate subjects, such as a unit on the Roaring Twenties in history class being carried over to public speaking projects in English class. Superintendent of Schools Michael Piccirillo said the rollout of Common Core is still presenting challenges.
You know, I think it could have been done more thoughtfully, and I think that's really where, you know, we're trying to now figure out how to, and we have figured it out, but we're trying to continue to figure out how to make it work best.
Piccirillo said the district has had to make adjustments on the fly, such as creating summer programs and bringing in literacy and math coaches for students. Of course, additional support costs money. Warner's visit came just days after New York got a new Board of Regents chancellor, Dr. Betty Rosa, who replaces former chair Merrill Tisch. While Warner said she has not met Rosa, she says she's comforted by the enthusiasm shown by Regent Beverly Outerkirk, whom Warner introduced to school teachers in her district last spring.
If Beverly is on board with her, I am too, because I trust Beverly's instincts on this.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.